The Treasure Hunt by Edgar Wallace. There is a tradition in criminal circles that even the humblest of detective officers is a man of wealth and substance, and that his secret hoard was secured by thieving, bribery, and blackmail. It is the gossip of the fields, the quarries, the tailor's shop, the laundry and the bakehouse of 50 county prisons and 3 convict establishments that all highly placed detectives have, by nefarious means, laid up for themselves sufficient earthly treasures to make work a hobby, and their official pittance the most inconsiderable portion of their incomes. Since Mr. J.G. Reader had for over 20 years dealt exclusively with bank robbers and forgers, who are the aristocrats and capitalists of the underworld, legend credited him with country houses and immense secret reserves. Not that he would have a great deal of money in the bank. It was admitted that he was too clever to risk discovery by the authorities. No, it was hidden somewhere. It was the pet dream of hundreds of unlawful men that they would some day discover the hoard and live happily ever after. The one satisfactory aspect of his affluence...